No one expected their local library would be open yesterday. It was a holiday. But on the previous five Mondays, would-be library patrons were also met by closed doors, the result of a system-wide change in library hours that went into effect August 1st. Those changes have mobilized a group of unhappy library users under the banner of Sonoma County Save Our Libraries. Dina Bliss of Sebastopol says they have one clear goal.
To persuade the Library Commission to be responsive to the community, to reconsider its decision to close all the libraries on Monday and make uniform all the hours at all the branches. What we want them to do is hold public meetings with their constituents, with the stakeholders, which are the library users, and find out what are the best hours for each branch.
Bliss charges that the decision to cut and standardize the library hours was arbitrary and unresponsive to the concerns and input of dozens of library users.
I have no question that their intentions were honorable and that they meant to do the right thing. My problem with it is that starting in April, I and other people like me started to attend meetings and ask them to please engage the public in a creative process around what might be done to solve the problem and a creative process in terms of days, times, hours that would be reduced. At no time did they agree to engage with the public and draw on the incredible creativity and talent that exists in Sonoma County.
But Melissa Kelly, who chairs the Sonoma County Library Commission, says they heard a lot from the public.
Commissioners received hundreds of comments from people in the community as well as library staff about their preferences for library services. And we did absolutely take comments from the public into consideration in making our decision.
The county library system is still grappling with a $1 million gap in their $13 million annual budget, Kelly says, and the cutback in hours has so far addressed only about a quarter of that shortfall. Doug Sisney, branch manager at the Petaluma Regional Library, says he too is unhappy about the reduced hours, but he was relieved not to have to lay off any of his staff.
The overwhelming part of the budget is salary and benefits, so you don't have many choices of where to make those cuts. No regular permanent staff member at this point has lost his or her job, which is not true in many places. We did reduce the number of subs we use greatly, and that's where the savings comes from.
That remaining workforce is still facing the prospect of furloughs again this year, notes Melissa Kelly.
We certainly don't like to have that situation because it's a hardship for the staff. It effectively cuts their pay, and it's also a hardship for the public because it means that there are days where they don't have library use. But when we're facing a budget deficit as large as the one that we are facing, we have to be responsible in how we manage the library's money.
But Dina Bliss believes that other, as yet unknown measures, could emerge to help improve the library's fiscal picture.
I believe there's probably money in this county that would have come forward to fill in the gap. That's just one of many possibilities. But I think that there are a lot of creative possibilities for how we could keep the libraries open, not shorter hours, but longer hours than they were before August 1st.
The Library Commission is set to hear from Sonoma County Save Our Libraries at their next monthly meeting. That session was to have been held at 6:30 p.m. tomorrow at the Rincon Valley branch. It's now been rescheduled to September 21st at the same time and location. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.